We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Richard Zwicky with High on Healthy. And joining us today, we have Tom Fiegel, who's the CEO and co-founder of Beyond, which is a company focused on medically based Ibogaine treatments and facilities. Welcome aboard, Tom.
Thank you very much, Richard. Wonderful to be with you.
Yeah, so it's great to have you on the show. You know, there's obviously a lot of questions about Ibogaine, but before we get to it, tell us a little bit about your journey getting to Beyond.
Thank you. I never thought I'd be on your podcast talking about a place called Beyond that specializes in Ibogaine. You know, an individual in my family, like many people, this story is more commonly understood now. I was prescribed an opioid for a routine dental procedure.
Right.
They said when they took the opioid, it was Vicodin for a root canal, they felt normal for the first time in their life. And of course, it made the pain go away in their tooth, but it also made their anxiety go away and their depression go away. And secretly, they never wanted to stop taking it. They thought, oh, that felt good. That felt normal, like what everyone else talked about. But eventually, they couldn't get it. They couldn't get off it. And they ended up going to 9 different conventional drug and alcohol treatment facilities in the United States, all the expensive ones.
Right.
Betty Ford, Hazleton, The Meadows, Sierra Tucson, et cetera, and would get out and would do what they said. To the best of their ability, 30, 60, 90 days, would get out and would eventually want to feel normal again.
Right.
And then someone in their friend group network said, if you really want to stop taking this opioid or treat this underlying trauma, you have to go try this Ibogaine in Mexico. This was over 16 years ago, though.
Right.
And you think this is innovative or pioneering now. 16 years ago, it was almost no one knew about it. And they went to a place that was very substandard, no doctors, no therapeutic infrastructure, just a house and a mattress and some Ibogaine. And they took it. And that one dose of Ibogaine made them feel like they never wanted to take an opioid again, and that they didn't have to. It ameliorated or eliminated all the symptoms of withdrawals and cravings, but more importantly, gave them a sense that there was a purpose behind not only their recovery and the sustainability of their recovery, but their whole existence.
Right.
And this passion for growing and healing and changing that came afterwards became more of a lifestyle. And I heard that story over and over and over again. And I knew that people would reach out to them and they would say, where can I go? Where can my mother, father, sister, brother, you know, husband, wife, friend go to have that? And my family member would say, there's no place I would recommend. And I finally heard that story one time too many. And I thought, why is that? Why can't there be a place where the power of this plant medicine that I knew worked, I had seen with my own eyes, this radical transformation happen, also has all of the infrastructure of a clinical environment, hospitality environment, a therapeutic environment. So there wasn't a compromise. So Beyond is a place where this type of healing from a plant medicine meets the innovation that is represented by the clinical care. We have 10 full-time licensed credentialed MDs, 23 ICU certified nurses, about 40 additional team members that focus on therapy and adjunct therapy and coaching and support and hospitality and fitness and body work and massage and facilities. So it's really beyond this, like if you take a little bit of a hospital and you take a little bit of a mental health treatment facility and a little bit of a personal retreat and a little, and you nested it in a resort, that would be right. Beyond.
So, I mean, what's key about it though, I mean, there's many key elements, but one that's really key that started out right at the start is, you know, and this is a challenge for people who do deal with addiction issues, is that you go to a retreat, you go to for a treatment center, and they work on the addiction, but they don't work on the root. Far too often, they don't work on healing the root issue and helping you confront that challenge, which is why you ended up on that cycle. And
that's right.
What you're looking at is dealing with both, and you're using Ibogaine as a means by which you can help free people from their addiction, but also allow them to start tackling the underlying issues that caused them to start in the first place.
Precisely. So if you look at the work of Gabor Mate, mm-hmm. or Johan Hari, or Bessel van der Kolk, Peter Levine, you know, all of these thought leaders draw the direct correlation between trauma-informed therapeutic practices and environments,
right.
and chemical dependency.
Right.
That, I mean, Gabor Mate says it most simply when he says, ask not why the addiction, but why the pain.
Exactly.
And addiction is a solution. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes, so are symptoms of anxiety.
It's a band-aid.
So are symptoms of depression.
Yep.
And this looks very clear when we start at Beyond. We started the company and the healing environment focused on chemical dependency. And still right. to this day, about 50% of the people that come to Beyond come for chemical dependency.
Right.
These are... but there's another 40% of our guests that are seeking healing from trauma mm-hmm. and mood disorders and don't identify as chemically dependent.
Right.
And then, so you start, you know, we have a whole practice called Beyond Service. And Beyond Service focuses only on veterans. It's exclusive for
right.
veterans or, mm-hmm. You know, individuals from the first responder or law enforcement community. And... Yep. They have something, they have nothing in common in their lifestyle. Uh-huh. But what you do find when we do this work together is something in their childhood oftentimes prepared them perfectly for deployment in combat is quite similar to the stories of the people who are now in the throes of day-to-day combat with this chemical dependency, oftentimes in a, you know, in you know, an urban environment or a suburban environment, they feel like they're in survival mode
sure,
all the
but,
time.
I mean, the data already shows that majority of people or most people who end up in the services are fleeing abuse or fleeing bad situations, which can be traumatic. And, you know, a lot of conversations I've had with leaders in the military is they need to find a solution to help them treat these issues before they're deployed, because they're getting deployed without having been treated, and the trauma that they're being exposed to is exacerbating the problem. And right. that's part of the cycle, you know, that's part of the cycle of abuse as it develops, because unfortunately, as these issues become reinforced, they become, they turn into the abusers, not intending to, but they inflict the pain on others in so many different ways. So with what you're discussing though, you know, it allows the people who are suffering obviously to take a step apart, but how does it differ from, like, we had a couple of guests on a little while ago who were from the Veterans Association using, and they were advocating using ketamine as a treatment. How uh-huh. is it different in terms of the path for the patient?
Well, first of all, ketamine is legal in the United States.
Yeah.
And it is used off-label in the United States legally for the treatment of, usually for acute depression.
Yep.
And make no mistake, if somebody is acutely depressed and they're suffering from those symptoms, giving them relief, even if it is relatively short-lived and even if it does not uncover or satisfactorily heal the root cause, is a wonderful step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
I'm a huge supporter of that. I have some, you know, very strong opinions about the addictive nature of ketamine. We routinely treat people at Beyond for ketamine addiction or ketamine dependency.
Right.
But that's a different scenario. In the event of, you know, a veteran seeking a treatment from for acute depression, ketamine can be very, very effective and very satisfying when used in a therapeutic environment. The difference is that people talk about ibogaine as being the Mount Everest of psychedelics, meaning
right.
It is sometimes characterized as the most intense. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but what it does represent is a very long psychedelic journey. So comparatively,
right.
Ibogaine is a journey that's somewhere around 8 to 12 hours long. Whereas a ketamine treatment can be somewhere around an hour or less. Ibogaine has a number of attributes that require us to perform a more thorough clinical evaluation, psychological, physiological, emotional evaluation, and preparation so that someone that takes ibogaine is ready. They're
right.
qualified by a licensed, credentialed doctor, preferably. And then they're prepared by a certified or licensed, credentialed professional to have this journey that will be very long and much deeper. So whereas many psychedelics are described as making people feel like they go out.
Right.
In what seems like into another dimension, where they feel this sense of relief and this sense of exploration. And this can be very therapeutic. It can be very creative. And it can be very healing. Ibogaine uniquely makes one feel like they go in. That is very self-referential.
Right.
It is not at all about exploring other dimensions. It's about witnessing a dreamlike visualization or symbolization of the most meaningful memories of our life, as opposed to just feeling better. Now, this
right.
is real work. On ibogaine, you maintain your rational mind. And during that experience, you're able to have agency and explore and be curious and to discover the meaning behind some of these experiences as it is understood now. So it's not like you re-experience the memories.
Right.
You are the memory of an event or the memory of a thought or something like that. It's that you observe yourself
right.
remembering this meaningful memory.
It's much more self-driven as opposed to
it's
the
exclusively
path
self.
Right.
Yeah, exclusively self-driven. It has no addictive properties. It is oftentimes reported as being intense and a lot of work during the process.
Right.
It's not something that someone would ever do recreationally. It also has certain risk factors related to the cardiovascular system. And so it must be done in an environment that is purposefully designed to support the individual with the right talent, the right training,
right.
The right technical skills and technology to make sure that individual who's considering this is qualified and prepared and monitored and supported afterwards.
Right.
That's not something that you could do with ketamine. Ketamine is something that they even mail to people's homes nowadays.
Right.
I support that idea, but I do know that it helps a lot of people, and they have to keep repeating the treatment. And ibogaine, it's usually one treatment. It is a very intense, very long, very deep, very meaningful experience with a lot of seemingly inconvenient environmental requirements and technical requirements and clinical requirements. But the report from most people is, I got what I needed from the ibogaine experience. I am healed. And then, of course, they have to do the work to maintain that.
Right.
And explore the impact across all the key dimensions of their life. Ketamine seems to be something that people can, you know, drive over for a little while to their therapist's office, their doctor's office, do the treatment. It wears off. They feel better. They get back in their car and they go home. And there isn't usually a lot of preparation or integration. We
Right.
think that is the most important part of what we do, that the ibogaine is an accelerant of the work that you're doing therapeutically. It isn't the solution itself.
Right. And that is an important differentiation, and also the, you know, the approach that you bring and is brought to it in terms of its, in conjunction with the therapy, it's actually they're key steps in each other's process. And, you know, ketamine is a repeat process. You keep going and doing it over and over. How many treatments with ibogaine do you recommend, or do you find, does it depend on the amount of challenges somebody's trying to address?
Of course it does. Our standard programs at Beyond are either 10 days or 14 days or longer if someone has a unique profile, condition profile.
Right.
But for in 10 days, we have the time to, so we start with remote coaching.
Right.
We have a team of dedicated full-time therapeutic coaches. And what they do is engage someone remotely using a set of proprietary tools to get this process started even before the individual leaves their home.
Right.
And so when they show up to Beyond in Cancun, and our ground transportation delivers them to our facility, they've already started the work.
Right.
But in 3 days of preparation, so day one, all of those clinical tests are rerun to make sure that the blood work, the EKGs, all of the tests that we do reflect the health history that's been collected in our HIPAA compliant platform, just like if you went
Yep.
to your primary care provider.
Right.
Day two and day three are really just focused on making sure that individual feels and actually is ready for what's about to happen on day four, which is what we call the primary dose of ibogaine. And this is the largest clinically safe dose of ibogaine. Now, I'm talking about ibogaine HCl or ibogaine hydrochloride, which is distinct from the botanical plant, which comes from Central West Africa.
Right.
And is used ceremonially as a botanical and has hallucinogenic effects and has been used for thousands of years.
Yep.
We're using a purified, concentrated version of that. So the dosing can be very accurate and the proper testing can be done to the substance to be extremely clear on what it is. That it
right.
is as close to 100% ibogaine as can be manufactured. So it comes from the botanical,
yep.
but it's purified and concentrated.
Yep.
So that happens on day four. And then on day five, we tell people do nothing, but do it very carefully. This is where we begin the integration process to derive the insights and how those insights about my painful past memories or the behavior that I've been participating in, which may have been self-destructive or causing harm to others, et cetera, How am I going to use the insights about that to change my life going forward? On day six, we do additional Ibogaine, a supplementary dose of Ibogaine, which again goes deeper into this subconscious. It derives more insights about the root cause, as you point out, the root cause of these feelings of trauma, depression, anxiety, or chemical dependency, or all of those. And so there's two doses, the primary dose and the supplementary dose. And then on days 7 and 8, we're continuing this integration process through individual one-on-one coaching, using the tools that we've developed to help as a catalyst or a springboard to envision what is life going to be like now that these symptoms are behind me. What am I going to do with this
right.
in all of my relationships, in my sense of purpose or work, in my community, in service, in my creativity, even in my travel? It changes the way that people see the opportunity to explore the world around them, not just their household, not just their local community, but how they can explore the world to embody that type of healing transformation.
Right.
They may want to go run a race or learn a dance or
yep.
meet a distant relative that they never felt qualified
sure.
to go do.
And when we unburden ourselves, we get much stronger, more powerful, and freer, but we actually begin to know ourselves, which often we start viewing ourselves through the masks that are in front of us. And this
exactly
helps transforming
right.
it, right? And that's incredibly
that's exactly
powerful.
Right. So all of yeah. that in 10 days, and the 10th day is the travel day. So after that second dose of Ibogaine, we're getting to use that time together with the art and music therapies and, each of these engagement with the therapists and the coaches and the hospitality staff, every aspect of the guest experience is infused with this care and intention to help someone take full advantage of this
right.
experience.
Very powerful. Tom, I'd love to continue the conversation. We didn't even get a chance to get into a lot of the research findings that you must be developing. And so many of the protocols, but
we are yeah. finding we've launched the Beyond Ibogaine Research
yep.
Institute
yep.
so that all of our, we have a full-time licensed credentialed neuroscientist,
yep.
a clinical psychologist, and two MDs, and all they do is study our past treatment.
Well, what I'd love to do
3,000 of them so that
what
we
I'd
can
love...
improve the performance of the medicine.
What I'd love to do is invite you back for another show. And we
okay.
can go through the research, and we can go through a lot of that because it is fascinating, and there's a lot to tell. But unfortunately, we are out of time for today.
And, it's such a pleasure to be with you, Richard.
It's been a great conversation, and I'd like to thank you for joining us today on High and Healthy, and to everybody for listening. I'm Richard Zwicky, and we'll be back again with you soon.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady, something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.